Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
I don't know what we're doing.
Well, we have to do something now.
Oh.
All right. It's a little thing that we put together that's going to involve you having to put on a blindfold because we have a mystery guest.
Okay. And I love mystery guests.
Perhaps the most mysterious mystery guest of ever.
Really?
Yes. We won't go any further than say that. You think you'll get it?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Okay. So we need you to put on your blindfold, please.
All right. Take those glasses off.
All right. Hang on.
All righty.
Yay. So,
now, you know, there were a number of things that had, you know, the Acme thing today sort of took the wind out of Casey's plans and his proverbial plan sales, whatever the hell you call them. But we are left with this, and we think it's going to be fairly exciting. In case we have a mechanism by which we're going to do this and perhaps play for listeners, correct?
Yeah, well, you know, as Bill Weston always says, what's in it for the listener? What's in it for the listener is one of these three things. It's going to be their choice. We either have tickets to see G-Love and Special Sauce at the Fillmore next Saturday, or we have a case of Yard Signature IPA. Or we have a gift certificate to the Piccalilli Inn. Oh. And what is, I forget the denomination of how
much.
I think
it was $50.
$50 gift certificate to the Pick. So it's one of those three things. And we're going to need, I think, 5 callers on the line.
All right. And so you want to break it down. The basic gist of it, Preston, as always with a mystery guest, is you're going to have yes or no questions.
Okay. Question. Do I need to turn on the guest microphone?
No.
Okay. Because we're going to use my processor to hide the voice. All right. So you'll be all set.
Okay.
How do you want to do it incrementally? Because
I think if Preston can guess the mystery guest between guesses 1 and 5. Questions 1 and 5.
Yeah.
That will be one listener. And then you have 6 through 10.
Okay.
11 through 15.
That's a lot of questions.
I know. Okay. And then 16 through 20. The fifth person is...
He just doesn't get it by that
time. He doesn't get it at all.
All right. So one more time, repeat.
All right.
We're playing 100 questions.
215.
No, 20 questions.
215-263-WMMR, the number, by the way.
This is 20 questions for Preston. And it's questions 1 through 5, 6 through 10, 11 through 15, and 16 through 20.
All right.
And then not at all.
Is the person in the room now?
No. Okay. In fact, if we could bring our mystery guest into the room.
I am blindfolded. I can't see anything.
I always get nervous when we do mystery guests. Yeah. I don't know why.
It's always hard to get somebody to agree to this.
Yeah.
Because, how are
you? It is hard to get somebody to agree to do it, and then... Sometimes we'll eat up half the interview trying to figure out who the hell it is.
Right.
If they've only got like a 10-minute window. So,
all right, so
if this person is here, then they have more time than that, which is good.
They're here, and we will be able to spend some time after Preston, which is good news. Okay. So we're going to begin. Casey, we're starting to get everybody up, and we'll just make sure everyone's up on the call screen and everyone's set before we begin.
Well, right now we got Tom on line one, who has questions 1 through 5, so... Tom,
if you need me to kill some time, I'll mention this. We do have fish tickets for the secret text word this morning, and it's it's reserved seats for all 3 days of the show coming up June 28th through the 30th, I think, Casey.
28, 29, and 30, yep.
And text word fish to 39333. We're going to send a mystery word back to you later on. We'll ask you to call in with that secret text word, not mystery word, secret text word. And a designated caller will get those tickets for... all 3 of the shows, reserved seats, so you'll be in the pavilion area and the whole deal. So give us or text that over right now, and we'll pick a winner later on. Did that kill enough time?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to use the high pitch process to hide this voice, which I think the we'll do a nice masking job. So we're going to begin, Preston, again, yes or no, and you're going to have enough time to sort of narrow it down and ask our mystery guest your first question.
Okay. Have we ever met in person before?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you live in and around the Philadelphia area?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a public figure?
No.
No. Oh, wow. Okay.
Wait 1 second.
Wait, was that Steve?
That was Steve. With the processor obviously still on.
You know, people...
Ask that question again.
Are you a public figure?
Yes.
Okay.
He's modest.
His all answer right. Might have thrown you, and
how,
he is...
Yeah. How many questions is that?
That's modest. Three. That's three
questions.
All right.
So you're a man. Steve just said he, by the way, so I got that.
Oh, man.
Ooh, little one out of the way. Are you in... is your profession in journalism?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Do you appear regularly on television?
Yes.
All right, wait, that's five questions. Do you have a guest real quick?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Matt O'Donnell.
No.
Wow, okay. All right, hang on a second.
Sorry, Tom. Now you are playing for Brian. Brian on line two.
Oh, did I get the wrong network and piss somebody off?
No. You're good. We wouldn't do that to you.
All right.
Mike Monsell's on line four.
Let me tell you, your mystery guest is very good-natured. He's smiling, so.
Okay. All right, so it's not Matt. It's someone I've met in person before. They're on TV. Journalism.
You can ask more questions.
I'm going to. I'm just trying to figure out where that might lead me in my next question. Would we consider ourselves, or do you consider me a friend of yours?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Are you from an island nation?
Yes.
It's Vi. It's okay, Emma, right?
No!
Oh, God, you're getting there so close.
Oh, man. Who the hell else is from an island nation?
You can think broader. This person may be, I think, more famous than you're thinking.
Oh, wait a minute. Shane Victorino?
No. Oh,
good guess.
That's six.
That's not a nation, but it's an island. You know, so now, we have played golf together, so, you know.
Now we are moving on to Paul on line three.
Wow.
Question number 11.
Yeah, I'm.
Expand your search. Entertainment-wise.
I'll. They live in and around the Philadelphia area. Entertainment-wise, journalism, television, island.
There are some people who do it all.
Who do it all?
No more.
Oh, okay. So, are you a musician?
Yes.
Oh. Wow. What's your name? No. Musician. Oh my God. I should know this, right? Okay.
Everyone here is smiling because, you know, once you know, okay.
Yeah. Do we play your music on MMR?
Yes.
Wow. Do you play drums?
Yes.
And we're friends. We're considered friends.
We're friends.
This person's going to kill me. Are you black?
Yes.
And I still don't know who it is.
What a waste of a question.
Well, I'm trying to, you know. More famous than I have been leading on to. We're considered friends.
I mean, you know, if I were to liken this person, I'm just going to give you a little help.
Okay.
It's kind of like a Swiss Army knife of capabilities here.
This person's going to kill me.
I thought you'd be better at this, Preston.
Dude, I suck at this. I'm good at getting answers.
All right, well,
apparently, I'm good at getting yes answers.
You've got nothing but yeses.
I haven't gotten any no answers yet.
Honestly, which should kind of lead you to, oh my God.
Oh, Steve. What? Some people texting in are starting to get it.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. All right.
Well, it's not Questlove because we're not friends.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm.
Another guess? I mean, another question.
Another question, I guess. But what's going to help narrow it down? That's the thing that I'm trying to.
Maybe other capabilities, other talents.
Okay. What? You like to eat?
Yes.
It's another yes.
Well, now we've moved on to Keith. Paul is, sorry, Paul, but Keith is up next.
All right. Do you cook? I mean, like, would people know you for your cooking?
Yes.
Really? Jesus, none of this is helping me.
Why are you
wasting?
You
don't know the cooking drummer?
I mean, honestly, I thought by this time.
I know.
But keep going.
The island cooking journalist drummer.
How could you? I mean, come on.
Black journalist drummer.
How can I not get it?
Yes.
You
know, you are on the film board. I'm going to help you with that.
Oh, my God. You're right. Okay, I am on the film board. You're an actor as well? Are you an actor?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Philadelphia, yep. Actor, black drummer.
You have three questions left, Russ.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll give you another hint. It's the person who texted in black Tommy Lee. That's wrong.
It's not black Tommy Lee.
Oh, that helps a lot. Yeah. Acting. Dude, I'm drawing a blank.
Are you giving up?
No.
Ask a few more.
Okay.
Maybe some projects or styles of acting roles, movies.
You guys are just trying to give this away, aren't you?
Well, I mean, I know he's dying because I know Preston knows it, but he just... Yeah, go ahead.
Acting roles. do you do... Are you mainly known for comedy acting?
Yes.
Really? It didn't help.
Dude, we didn't even use a voice processor there. Did that give it away?
To help him,
did you hear the voice?
He's going to know.
It didn't give it away. No, it didn't give it away.
Oh, man.
Don't use the voice processor. do you have a new movie coming out soon?
Yes.
Last question, Preston.
Oh, man. You got it.
Man, I don't know.
Come on, Preston.
This is terrible. Is everybody getting it right on the text?
Yeah.
Everybody's
narrowed it down.
And have you been in our studio before?
Yes.
You have.
That's your last question.
You should know.
I know. I don't know.
You don't know?
Wait till you see him.
I have no idea.
All right, Preston.
Damn it.
Take off your blindfold.
Hey! Wait a minute.
Preston, this is one of the construction workers in our building currently.
He said yes to every question on purpose. You suck.
I don't even know. What is your name?
What's your name?
Gino.
Gino was good enough to do this.
Oh, my God.
We had a whole bunch of stuff planned, and it fell through. But at the last minute, Gino was good enough to agree to come over and be your guest.
Was the actual answer yes to any of those questions?
From the islands, right?
Yeah, I'm Nicaragua.
Where are you from? Nicaragua?
Nicaragua. These guys are doing great work in the building
here. I'm beating myself up. You guys are saying, you ought to know. I mean, a friend of mine.
Nick's like, everybody's getting it.
Preston, how many black drummer, actor, comedian, musician, journalist friends are there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, good job.
And then I take... You a-hole. Okay, so you know, and here's the deal, man. What's your name again?
Chino.
Yeah. So Chino, I never remember anybody's name.
Right.
So when I took my blindfold off and I saw you, I felt horrible because I didn't remember who you were.
Hey.
Surprise!
Chino. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Preston.
Yeah.
Now, Gino, do we have some of our...
Where's Marissa?
Here we go. We do have a surprise for you, Preston.
Come on in.
Sing happy birthday. Hey!
Come on in. Construction workers.
Come on in. Hey, everybody on the construction crew.
What's up, guys?
His friends are saying you're a black drummer.
There we go. You want to sing happy birthday, guys?
Oh, my God. Yeah. They're burning cupcakes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Preston. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, what do we have here? We have Chino. Who are you? What's that?
Come on.
And you?
Al.
And? Lars Ray, okay.
Lars. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We're currently doing demo in our building, so we got all these construction guys that are running around the offices that we haven't met yet. So
when we got to the your name portion of the happy birthday song, all the construction guys
What's his name?
Happy birthday. Is that one Steve?
I almost said my name's Preston.
Oh, my God. Want a cupcake, guys?
Yeah, help yourself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dude.
Oh, my God. I hope other people thought it was as funny as we did, because I was crying. He kept saying yes, and Preston's like, all right. sorry. So you're a journalist. You're from the islands. A drummer.
You're a well-known chef.
I forgot about the chef.
Yeah. I was just reaching for
Why
stuff.
Wouldn't I know this guy?
Anything. I was so insanely confused.
Hey, congratulations to Brian B., by the way. Oh, you were the lucky guy who was just caller five, by the way. You've won a $50 pick, a Lily in gift card.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at the text message. One person said, this is stupid, not funny. But everybody else thought it was hilarious.
We thought it was funny.
So, wait a minute. So, were you originally planning on having somebody
yeah,
in here?
Yeah, so there was a, you know, Casey had a whole bunch of, Casey does birthdays better than anybody.
Yeah,
and so we had there a whole bunch of things in motion. And actually, there was one of our good friends.
Yeah.
Did you have that, Casey?
Yeah, a good friend was going to come in and do it. And then, as it turned out, he had
not that good of a friend.
He's not that good of a friend. In fact, he's left us hanging many, many, many times.
Well, it was actually going to be, the joke was going to be, it was going to be sort of a funny, not let down, but like, oh, that's my mystery guest. This guy was going to come in.
Okay.
And it was Todd Glass.
It was Todd Glass.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, anyhow, that was actually a lot of fun. I was, when I took the blindfold off, I'm looking at the guy. And I felt horrible. Clearly, you guys were indicating that this is a longtime friend and I ought to know who this is.
I didn't even think about that. Oh. So the look on your face, you were like, oh, crap. Who is this guy?
I don't know.
The look on my face or the expression that I was trying to convey was, you guys are going to help me with this, right?
We didn't know. We just met the guy 10 seconds ago.
We didn't even know his name. Yeah. We found out his name though. With you.
Yeah.
You guys are you're awesome and you suck at the same time.
Oh,
that was
great.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you. Anyway, let's see. I did have something other than my birthday to bring up, and it does have to do with a birthday of sorts because the other day we were talking about astrological signs and how we've all pretty much, you know, years and years ago, it kind of was kitschy to, or it was fashionable to.
It was an opening line.
Yeah, to see what your sign was,
yeah.
what your astrological, you know, prediction was for the year, for the day, blah, blah, blah. And I said the other day, I didn't even know what my kids' astrological signs were. And what made me think of this is I actually got a very nice note from Sarah Parker, Jackson's producer, and she is an Aquarian as well. And she sent me a little nice note. She said, happy birthday, you know, to us Aquarians.
She's a doll.
So it was nice. And so I came across this article, and it is from a website called Pure Wow. And they have your biggest fear according to your zodiac sign.
Okay.
And I kind of brushed it off, but I read mine, and while it is not something that is a fear of mine today, at one point in time, it was one of my biggest fears.
Stucco?
No, not stucco. Although I hate it because it stains from the ground up.
It does,
you know, it turns brown at the bottom.
It does,
and doesn't look nice. But anyway, no, it's interesting. It says here, and I'll read this to you, and if you guys want, I'll read
Please.
Yours as well.
Yeah.
I want to see if it jibes with what might be a fear of yours.
Let everyone guess when we get to our particular ones what it is and see if it jives.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
So Aquarius is being excluded.
Fear of being left out.
Yeah, yeah. I used to be, you know, fear of FOMO.
Yeah.
Used to be a thing for me. Like, I would hear...
You were a FOMO sexual.
Friends, I was a FOMO sexual.
We need to just hang it up and leave right now.
But now I'm a Jomo sexual.
Yes, right.
The joy of missing out. But if I heard about something amongst my friends that I missed out on, I got really upset and jealous.
That you weren't
apprised of it, or included, or they thought enough to make you part of it?
Mainly that.
Yeah.
Or I just did something stupid and I missed out on an opportunity.
Yes.
So the Aquarian ethos is born out of the anxiety of feeling that, like, you don't belong, it says. For the Zodiac's resident aliens, no one is too weird to get a seat at the table, or at least a seat at some table somewhere. I didn't know I was an alien. The Aquarian vision is always macro. They want a world that tolerates all kinds of freaks and geeks, which is true in my account, because no one deserves to be put in a corner, it says.
So you subscribe to the Dirty Dancing philosophy of life.
I do. Don't put baby in a corner. So I thought that was kind of close to, I don't have that quite as much anymore. I might occasionally.
I definitely want to be invited. I don't want to go, but I just want to be invited.
I think so. Yeah. But I'm with you on Preston. We're kind of homebodies, aren't we?
Yeah, I've turned into that.
Our jobs are have us out and about so much.
Maybe that's part
that,
of
that. That's
the
really we get enough of that on the job.
Yeah.
And being home is really where the, you know where you feel the best.
Yep. Who wants to go next?
Casey.
All right, Casey.
Let's go. What are we going? Counterclockwise.
What is yours?
I'm a Cancer.
Cancer. Yes.
Me, yes. I'm so a Cancer.
You can get me and Nick out of the way right now.
You got a Cancer.
Hang on a second here. It's not in order. Hang on a second here. Cancer, Cancer, Cancer. Here we go.
You're still reeling from the fact that you were reunited with a great friend of yours.
Chino! What's up? Chino and me. Casey, what do you think it might be?
What do I think it might be?
And these don't seem to be things like fear of heights and sharks and things like that.
Fear of sharks that you find up high.
Well, Nick, can you key in on anything?
Well, you guys couldn't be more different. Like, the fact that this explanation is going to supposedly describe both of you, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. We have some similarities, but maybe overarching fears.
You both love cardboard.
We do love cardboard. To eat and to sleep on. I'm going to go with fear of dying alone.
All right, Casey?
Yeah, maybe I would maybe go fear of missing out.
Fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Kind of close to you, Nick. Abandonment.
Okay.
Cancers are the most fearful signs in the zodiac, it says. The crab is all about protection from the deepest, most formative childhood wounds of all. Usually they involve some primordial sense that our parents will not always be there for us and that the world is actually not a warm and loving womb, but a hostile and dangerous place. It says, just know that if you ever need to run an errand, you better ask them to come because they're low-key panicking that you won't return. Yeah,
no.
I don't think that sounds like you, Casey.
Nick,
I don't know.
I don't think I low-key panic very much. If I panic, you guys know.
I low-key panic a little bit, especially
when... You're a little bit more overt, though. Things weigh on you more.
You
wear your emotions on your sleeve a little bit more.
What I mean by low-key panic, though, is you know, like you were mentioning with errands and stuff like that. Like, if my family's out all together,
yeah,
like in the same car and stuff like that, like, I get really fearful that I'm not going to see them ever again.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I got you.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And low-key panic means you're afraid of hats with giant horns on them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
All right. Steve, let's go to you.
Okay.
What's your sign?
Gemini.
Gemini.
My
what
fear.
Do you think?
So my fear is hurting my wife with my huge genitals.
Okay. And
No.
She's tiny.
No. What would be my fear?
This one might be you. This one might.
You know, a fear of not having. Well,
if you don't want to guess, I'll tell you.
It's hard for me because I'm stupid. But what does it say there?
It says Geminis are known for their extremes. Vacillating between opposite poles is befitting of the twins after all. But the fear at the root of Gemini's chaos is boredom.
That's actually a good point, because if I go away like on a vacation or something, I like to have a schedule. Idle time is great, but I'm always still, you know, I'm doing things.
Well, it seems like you always need stimuli of some sort.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You know, that you, either you want to be reading or watching something.
Right, right.
Or engaging in something.
And that would speak to the fact that I don't sleep a lot.
Yeah.
I'm up a lot.
It says their heightened curiosity will supersede their sense of personal safety, leading them to set all kinds of fires just to have something interesting to do.
Yeah.
An idle Gemini is a threat to society and themselves, so please, for the love of all that is holy, entertain them, it says. I have found myself to be that way as of late. I've realized that I don't like to be doing nothing, ever. Like, I want something to do. And that was never me, man.
Yeah.
Never me.
You would veg?
My God. Yes, absolutely. I could spend a lot of time just laying around and doing nothing.
Now, for example, I love watching movies. But is that considered idle time?
No, you're not bored.
I'm not bored.
Yeah, so my old saying used to be, why stand when you can sit? Why sit when you... Or wait, no. why, what was it? Why walk when you can ride, why stand when you can sit, and why sit when you can lay down.
Words to live by.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Kathy, your sign, please.
Virgo.
Virgo the Virgin. Let's find this. Virgo.
what's your fear, Kat? What do you think?
What do you think your fear would be?
Disoriented or not organized, like some sort of
disorganization.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Virgo, it says Virgos are the opposite of humble braggers. They would rather die with zero recognition for excellent work than EGOT for something they consider subpar. Basically, that you are unworthy. That's your fear, that you are unworthy. The Virgin is concerned primarily with ethics, and part of the reason they confidently wield their critical eyes because they've made damn sure that they can live up to it. Mm. The fear of failing their own test of integrity is why they work so hard in the first place.
Interesting. Mm.
Does that make any sense?
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it kind of does. I mean, yeah.
You know, we always don't. The tendency with these things, though, Kathy, is to always sort of, yes. You know, like we sort of, that does fit me. Even sometimes when it, like even with the expression of me, I'm like, maybe that is me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, like forever, I have always been. Like, even when I was young in high school, college, I've always been hardest on myself. Like, I never got, you know, pushback from my parents. It was always myself that was disappointed.
Okay. I never feel I'm worthy. I mean, that's why I'm always the kind of person that I always want to make everybody feel as, do you feel, are you comfortable? That's why years ago, the notion of throwing a party was so horrific to me because, like, what if someone doesn't have a good time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? And then I found out all you have to do is provide booze.
And everybody has a good time. Which, by the way, I'll be having a good time tonight.
There you go.
Sober January ends today.
Yeah.
Marissa, what is your astrological sign?
I'm a Leo, the lion.
Leo, the lion. All right. And we will
see.
You
want courage.
According to this. What your biggest fear is? What would you say? You're a homosexual. Fear of missing out, right?
Yeah. See, I'm listening to all of these, and I kind of think that it's going to be all of them because as I'm hearing it, I'm thinking like, oh, I don't want to be left out. Oh, I don't want to make people unhappy. I don't want to lose control. So maybe it's some sort of mixture of everything.
You're like an astrological mixtape.
Your fear is that you are unlovable.
Oh.
Leos are all about self-expression and authenticity, and ultimately they just want to be loved for who they really are.
Cheese lovers.
But as they peel back the layers of their identity, they risk not liking what they discover. Mm. The worst fear a lion could confront is that they don't even like themselves.
I don't know if it matters, but Marissa, Kathy, and I are all on the cusp. So Kathy and Marissa are right on the cusp of each other, Virgo and Leo, and I'm on the cusp of Cancer and Leo. Hmm. So sometimes people who take stock in these types of things say that if you're right by the border, you're bicuspid.
You're a sharp tooth.
But it's funny you say that because I did a Philly Magazine thing a few weeks ago, and somebody asked, you know, what's your biggest fear? And I said that people don't like me. Like, I just want to go out of my way to make sure that, like, I'm friends with everyone. I want to meet everybody and just make sure they're having fun.
Sure. Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
Interesting.
Like, anyhow, I thought it was
it's all hooey.
I thought it was a bit of a follow-up to the conversation.
People do like, that's how the original mad run of the astrological, that's how they started, that's why they started appearing in newspapers, is because that's a big thing.
Do you ever remember for astrological signs for the Zodiac, Steve, they would sell these tiny little bitty scrolls.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember those?
I do remember those,
them?
No.
And they'd be
sort of a description of your...
Yeah. They'd be like at a convenience store, and they were in a little tiny little tube. They're probably like 2-3 inches long. And, you'd buy it. It was, you know, it's a buck or whatever. Yeah. And you'd open it up, and it would give you the rundown of all your...
They had little predictions. Little pinholes that they were all in rolled up, and you would pull them out of your astrology. They'd be in categories.
Yes.
And you'd pull them out.
Yep.
See them all over the place.
Yep.
Like troll dolls.
It was a thing back in the day. Yes, Case.
Hey, when we're done with this,
we
do have the audio, your special birthday surprise message, if you wanted to listen to that as we
end this break. This is separate from...
This is separate from
the thing we did earlier?
Separate from the thing
This isn't
earlier.
From Chino, my buddy?
Chino!
The black chef drummer
journalist
from an island nation who is a journalist and is a By the way, I love it. Now that I'm thinking back about this, I asked him if he was a public figure, and he initially said no, and you told him to say yes. Yes.
We tried to pass it off that he was too modest.
Yeah. Did you say...
I said say yes to
say
everything.
Say yes to everything. He's too modest. And then you started saying, I didn't say it.
Just to give you more questions.
All right. Here's my special birthday message.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, we're good, we're good, we're good. Okay, Preston, happy birthday. We're here with some people from the show. Oh, do you hear that whistle? That means we're having a good time. And and we wanted to sing happy birthday. Hope you have a happy birthday. You know, everyone says they don't really care about their... Hold on. Everybody says they don't care about their birthday. But you know what? Getting a little love thrown your way, it's no big deal, right? Sure, here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Oh my God!
To you.
Wait, they skipped "Happy Birthday, Dear Preston." They skipped it. We're straight to the end.
Happy birthday to you. Oh God! I think I just shit in my pants.
Who is Todd with?
His band.
Yeah, he's got a band that he performs with.
Okay, I gotcha. Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I would like to thank, you know, I'm turning 51 today.
Yeah.
I want to thank one of my best friends, Will Chapman, for giving me a wonderful look into turning 50. He told me about it last year. So once you're in your 50s, and it's given me a great amount of freedom. And the way he explained it is when you turn 50 years old, you can use that as an excuse for just about anything that you want or don't want to do.
Yes.
Because you can use the phrase, you know what? I'm 50 years old. If I don't want to do that, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, no, I love it.
You know what? I'm 50 years old. If I want to do that, I'm going to do that. And I was like, you know what?
I'm taking this bag of money.
Thank you. That's right. I'm 50 years old. I can take that bag of money.
The Wells Fargo door is open. I'm taking it.
Yep, exactly.
I think it's really cool that you and the radio station are the same age. You both turned 50 last year, and you both turned 50. Yeah, I think that's awesome.
That was the year. Summer of love, man.
And you're both friends with Chino.
Chino. You know. Listen, I can't say enough about Chino. Through thick and thin, he's always been there. And I just want to say thank you, Chino, for everything you've given me.
A lifelong friendship.
I love you, man. I do. And I just wanted everybody here to know that.
I want to see the video of your reaction when the
I do too. Because it was pure confusion.
That panicked.
And I'm like, you guys are going to tell me who this is, right?
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or Bizarre Files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.